evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
The Midnight Movie Nights
with a K.
I tried to roll right through it.
Nice.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, October 31st, 2015. It's Halloween.
Hooray.
And I am an Indiana Jones hat. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt wearing Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Oh, I've got the glow stick bracelet too. So,
oh yeah, I left mine, the one you gave me, over on the table.
Hey, that was to keep you safe while you were out and about getting dinner.
Yeah. I guess it would have shown up more than just the black.
Yeah, because you didn't bring your phone. You know, you could have just told me what you wanted while I was out getting my meal.
I wasn't sure what I wanted.
Fair enough.
I didn't even know until I left. And I wasn't sure then. Am I muted?
No.
No theme? Can't hear the cat.
It did it again. Oh. No, it did it again.
Oh,
it
with the microphone?
Yep.
Huh.
I don't know why it does that. I check it every time. And I always miss the switch. This is driving me nuts, folks. I'm going freaking insane over here.
Welcome. You were going to get here eventually.
I don't know why it always changes over.
Don't ask me why. I don't know.
I'm taking it out on your microphone. Hey.
I hear that.
Let me know if you're going to move it. I'll mute your channel.
There was no need to.
There's always a need to. I don't want to hear that. Stop it!
That one I did on purpose.
You're a jerk! Knock it off!
There's no need to point it out. It's stupid.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where the hell we were anymore. Oh.
See, that's why. You don't point it out. It's just a thing and no one even paid attention to it.
Except it distracted me.
That's not my fault.
You're the king of distraction. You see shiny and you're gone.
I have an excuse.
Oh, the funniest thing happened today. I went into the...
Yeah? You went into the what?
You're driving me nuts over there.
I wasn't doing that for you.
Okay, so I went into the office today and my boss and I were working together. It was just the two of us. It was like old times. It was awesome. Okay. But there was this moment while we were talking and I got up and I just kind of stared outside the window and I guess I just kind of went away for a bit.
You just got up and just started staring out the window?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I had lost time in the middle, like, but I remembered everything he said.
Oh, he was talking to you at the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's just like, where did you go? You were gone. Like you were not there. You got up, you stared outside out the window. I'm like, yeah, but you know, and then I responded with, you know, what he had actually talked about, and like, I was there, but apparently I wasn't. I was just
welcome to my world.
It was a beautiful day out.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't too windy at that point, and I was just kind of staring out over I think it's San Juan Creek that's right there. No, San Juan Creek's a little bit, I think that's Tribuco right there. Either way, there's a little creek that runs by my office, and so there's a little bit of trees and then freeway. So not a perfect view, but it's a nice little spot, and especially with the trees. And across the street, there's a really cool little trail that I like to walk when I need to clear my head in the middle of the day. But I was staring out at the trees, and there was just a light breeze, leaves going back and forth, and I was having a nice moment.
Okay.
I was completely in the moment, but apparently I looked like I went away. And so I maintain that that must be what I look like when I'm happy. Because I was very happy at that moment.
That's what it looks like when I'm bored and people at work talk to me. Tell me stuff I already know. I don't care. Just I'll keep looking at you like I'm listening, but I really don't care. I just want you to go away.
Is that what you do when we're doing this?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that would be pretty funny.
I look forward to this.
Or are you just saying that so that you can silently judge me and that's what you actually, that's where you actually, and you know, get your enjoyment?
No, I'd judge you if
you're
I cared.
You're an asshole, you know that?
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like Tom's going to say that I'm being a total bitch to you, so I might as well just make it true.
Oh, well, if you were, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. I don't know. Tom likes to say that. So, every once in a while, I might as well make it true, right? Because I don't want Tom to be a liar. I love Tom.
Yeah, I don't want Tom
but
to be a liar.
But I blame Tom.
Either.
Hashtag blame Tom. We Vulcan blame hashtag Tom. Blame Tom.
Yeah. We all blame Tom. But we love Tom. Hashtag love Tom.
I have had...
You've what?
Oh, it's Halloween. I love it.
Okay.
Milk duds.
Bunch of freeloading kids running around wanting shit for nothing. Get a job, damn it.
You bastard. Are so freaking grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. I'm just, I know real life. And it sucks. Get off my lawn.
Have a milk dud.
Ew. I don't know where your hand has been.
Fair enough.
Now I'm really worried.
Okay, let's go with that. What are you worried about?
I don't know. Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The milk duds. Nice. Jim and Mark and Marianne are in the chat room. For some reason, it keeps showing zero on mine. But when I look at the actual people, I see people. But that's weird. I probably need to update the app on my phone. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Should we go into...
Excuse me.
Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I couldn't sleep today, so I'm just
kind
of...
Yeah, why couldn't you sleep today? What was up with that?
I kind of dozed off. You know how you doze off and then you kind of wake up like maybe 10 minutes later? I had that happen, and I couldn't go back to sleep until almost 1 o'clock. Almost 1:30. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't go back to sleep. I probably shouldn't have been looking at Facebook when I woke up because, you know, that. Well, I'll just start reading something or look at something, and I'll get bored and fall asleep. But it just didn't happen. And I couldn't fall back to sleep.
I wonder if you're actually affected by the blue light that your phone gives off.
No, because, I'm affected by the sunlight, by the big glowing orb.
Right, outside. because you work third shift.
Yeah. Graveyard. It's appropriate for during the night. Okay.
So, yeah. You work overnight, so you sleep during the day, vampire.
Yeah. I need a coffin, that's what I need.
Oh.
Or just something to go over the windows.
Well, get blackout curtains.
Well, I thought about it, but I don't
get
know.
Get blackout curtains.
I'd have to actually cover the windows and tape them up.
No, you don't have to tape them up. You just get blackout curtains.
Light will come in. You see...
Oh, my God. Why are you always so difficult? You're always so difficult.
In Texas, I had them totally blacked out. I had foil over them.
Yes, but I remember that. You can't put foil on them here.
I know. It just looks too...
So you get blackout curtains.
Yeah. It's still not going to help with the bathroom. They've got that gigantic light thing.
Yes, there is a sunlight. So sleep with a blanket over your head.
I'm not going to suffocate.
You don't have to suffocate.
I need air. People need air to breathe.
Yeah, you've never slept with a blanket over your head?
No, because that gets hot.
Although it was cold
this morning. It was cold this morning. So
Wait. What? You're the one talking about it being cold in the morning?
Yeah.
So it's not just me?
You're cold when it's like 90 degrees.
No, I am not. You gotta wear a hoodie, a sweater, as hell when it's 90 degrees. Three pairs of jeans. 90 degrees is almost perfect.
It's tinfoil on a window, Jim. On a window.
93 is my favorite temperature. It's hot, but it's not too hot. 93 is perfect.
For you, person who likes hot weather.
But yeah, it was in the low 50s today. I think it was 52.
At least it didn't feel dry. Yesterday it felt really dry. God, that was the weirdest feeling.
It was disgusting yesterday.
Really? Well, yesterday was comfortable.
No, yesterday. It was nice. Oh my God.
It was cool and it was dry and it was just weird.
I had a bloody nose all day.
Stop getting into fights.
It was because the freaking weather changed on us and it was all hyper dry.
My nose didn't bleed.
And then today,
not that I know of,
it was humid again. Today was kind of perfect.
It was nice. That's why I couldn't sleep. It was just too nice. And I wanted to be, outside, or just at least awake. I don't know. And Bob Ross was on, so.
Oh, he was on again today?
Still on. They're gonna show all 400 and something episodes.
Oh right, they're doing like. I think, wasn't it like 72 hours straight?
It's like 200 hours.
Oh, really?
It's 400 and something episodes. All in a row. They're all 20 something, almost 30 minutes, but still.
I'm going to use the excuse of live math.
Yeah.
Not because I'm incapable of it, but I just don't feel like it right now.
Well, I looked at Wikipedia, so.
Okay, fair enough. So should we start talking? Because I really don't want to talk about my week.
I didn't have much of a week. Not that I can remember. Well, I did,
Well, Jim's last day on GabNet. That was awesome. His last show was.
I called into that.
So did I.
But you call into every show.
Yeah, fair enough. It's Jim.
Yeah. I'd call into every show, but I'm at work.
Yeah. That makes it difficult.
Yeah. But I did do the...
Target's hiring, by the way.
Fuck Target.
Come on. It's better than the Evil Empire. Plus, I shop there and I could get 10%.
I can get 10%.
Not at Target.
Not at Target. They wear red. I don't like red.
You work for the Evil Empire. What's wrong with red? Red is awesome.
Red's like the devil.
You're the devil.
But I wear black. It would just irritate me.
Yeah, you wear a morbid color.
There's nothing wrong with black. What's wrong? What, you got issues with black?
You really got to go there.
You went there.
I didn't go there. You said it was a morbid color. Of your clothing. You're implying something else. You're being a dick.
I'm not implying anything.
Yes, you are. I saw the look you gave.
I was looking at my computer and looking at
the
notes.
No, you weren't. You looked at me.
I don't think that happened.
God, you're a pain in the ass. You really are. And I already had a cat named PETA. I actually had a cat named PETA. I'm sure Marianne remembers PETA. Marianne can vouch for PETA. And she was named PETA, not after the animal rights organization. No, she was pain in the ass. And I know for a fact I have talked about her.
Confirm or deny, Marianne.
Midnight movie nights before.
Confirm or deny. That's all I say.
Jim
said black don't crack. Word.
Should we start talking about all the movies that we didn't choose this week?
Okay.
Fargo.
Yeah. I've got that one.
Yeah?
Didn't watch it.
It's a good movie.
I know.
But
that would have been cool. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah. Frances McDormand. I love her, especially in Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, I liked her accent in this movie. In that movie, I was going to see this movie, but we didn't watch it. So,
well, right, but both of us have seen it.
Yeah, I didn't see the show that they came out with last year.
No, yeah, I haven't seen that either.
I heard it's good, but I haven't seen it yet. And it's on Netflix too. I'll get to it eventually. I just put a Scrubs on my list. So,
oh, awesome.
It's just on the list. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, but you got to start watching it.
I will eventually. I mean, it's shit so on there that I haven't started watching from 2 years ago.
Come on. You loved Roseanne, right?
It was all right. I wasn't a big fan of Roseanne.
Oh, you're killing my argument here.
Okay.
I was going to, you know, because Sarah Chalk is Dr. Elliot Reed.
Okay.
And she also played Becky in Roseanne. She was the second Becky.
Yes, I see you, Marianne. Second Becky, yes. Very awesome.
Yeah, see? Marianne says, yep, pita.
Like the bread.
No, not like, well, yeah, kind of like the bread, but it's the her name stood for pain in the ass, and she was a pain in the ass. She was stubborn, but she was very sweet.
That can be nice.
One of my favorite stories to tell about her is how I would be up late at night doing my homework, writing a program for one of the many computer science classes that I took, probably working on a lab with Marianne, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I would just be working there, and I would feel something cold and wet on my knee. And it was PETA's nose, and that was always how she told me that she was about to jump up onto my lap. And she would jump up onto my lap, get comfortable, and fall asleep while I was doing my homework.
Okay.
She was a really sweet cat. She was a pain in the ass, but she was a really sweet cat. Oh, another one of my favorites to tell is the dishwasher story when we couldn't find her.
That doesn't sound like it's going to end good.
And it was maybe 10, 12 hours later.
What's in the box?
After, we noticed that we just couldn't find her. We didn't think that she'd gotten out, but she was just hiding. She was being a pain in the ass. And so we're both home after work and school. I don't remember which, but we turn on the dishwasher.
Oh, shit.
And all of a sudden we just hear just a nasty little growl. And then... And then, she just keeps growling and growling, and just this low, deep, creepy growl. And we're like, what the hell is wrong with the dishwasher? So we turn it off, and it stops. We turn the dishwasher back on. We hear the growl again.
Fuck, you didn't open it up the first time it stopped?
No, the only thing that was in there was the dishes.
If there's a growl, you think, oh, maybe something's wrong. I should look in there. Maybe.
Yeah. And so I started trying to figure out what the hell, where this could be coming from.
I mean, that little
thing
that
twists
in there. And
so I looked under the sink, and there was a tiny little opening that led over to the compartment where the dishwasher was. And it turned out that PETA was sitting on top of the dishwasher, and there was a massive leak in it, and it was spraying the hot water on her, but she would not get out of her hiding spot.
Oh, so she wasn't in?
She wasn't in the dishwasher. Okay. She was on top of it, but she was still getting soaked with the hot water. She was just a pissed off cat. She did not move. She was that stubborn.
It's the principle.
She lived up to her name. She was a pain in the ass. And God, what a sweetheart.
If I ever don't show up for a show, people, get over here and check the dishwasher, please.
No, no. You have to learn from one of my previous cats.
Ribbit.
Come on, really? You're invoking your safe word?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
I feel a threat coming on. And I'm going to end up in the dishwasher.
No, I'm just saying, stay the hell... Learn from PETA. Stay the hell away from the dishwasher. It's not a good place to hide.
I don't like using the dishwasher anyway, so...
Yeah, no crap.
Just wash the dishes. So much so that you need a little twisty-turny thing that says dirty or not dirty.
But it can conserve water in comparison. If you load it up to the point that it's full... We're in a drought right now, man.
I know. Which is really weird because you're surrounded by ocean.
Right, but then we'd have the desalinization problem.
Yeah. Work on that shit. Stop trying to kill each other and fucking live.
No shit, I agree.
Friggin' savages. Bunch of savages on this planet.
It's Halloween.
You ain't got much time left, you know that, right?
It's Halloween.
Oh, okay. We should be happy then.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
And honestly, you said something that reminded me. There was a costume that we had. It was made out of felt. It was tan. There was a red belt and a red headband. There may have been a feather that went along with it.
Oh, you were saying, okay. All I heard was something about a tan uniform and a red belt.
No, not a uniform, a costume.
Oh, okay. I was going to say... What, were you trying to be a German or something?
No. No. Oh. We had... My brother had this costume. It was an Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, you know, leather, I guess.
The buckskin kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the fringe
with
and
a
everything?
Red belt and a headband.
Oh, good grief.
And hey, it was the early 80s when this costume was first made. Maybe even the 70s. But that costume got handed down to me, and it got handed down to my sister as well.
So you're wearing stereotypical
Yep.
savage gear?
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Did you carry around a knife and like scalped?
No, but one year I made a fake tomahawk.
How did you do this?
I made it out of leather.
Okay. You wrapped it around a stick with a axe handle on it?
Uh-huh.
I mean an axe head?
Kind of, yeah. But.
Okay, I can see that.
The axe head was actually stamped leather.
Oh, okay. That's kind of neat, I guess.
Better yeah, it was a thing. Fun. It was a fun project.
Did you take it to school with you? Did you dress up and go to school like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you'd never get away with that today.
No, you
even
can't.
If it's leather.
No, you cannot.
you get thrown in.
Reminiscing about
wherever
racism.
In a for a paper that. Gun.
So. That's what this has come to.
Yeah,
I'm a horrible person.
Why? Why horrible?
I don't know.
Ha! Funny, Jim.
You gonna read that, Kitty?
No, I'm not gonna read it.
Oh, come on. You're gonna make me read it?
Yes. It seems appropriate.
Okay, fine. Jim
you
said
know, that's what I'm gonna do next Halloween. I'm just gonna dress up like everyone around here and just start taking land from everybody.
Very good. I went to Chipotle for dinner tonight.
Okay.
And the cashier, she asked me, so are you in costume tonight? Because it's $3 burritos
if you're
on Halloween
costume.
If you're in costume. And when she asked me what my costume was, I looked down and realized I'm wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt. And I was like, I'm an adult fangirl.
Did you get?
And I got a $3 burrito. Even though it was a ball.
Well, that's cool.
Just totally sold it. I don't know. Like, I just snapped into it. I was like, I'm an adult fangirl.
And that would have been awesome.
And the arms went up. Come on, you got to describe the arms being up and everything, you know.
You threw your arms in the air.
No, only one of them went.
Selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a production. It was fun.
Damn.
And it gave the cashier a good laugh.
That's what you got? $3 for dinner?
That's what I paid $3 for dinner.
I should have went there. What are you dressed up? Pissed off savage. Take my shit. Looking for scalps. Nice hair. I need more scalps.
So we started with Fargo. We didn't make it much past that.
We continued. Okay, what else was next?
How about Scream? That would have actually been a really good flick pick.
And I don't think I've seen that one.
You haven't seen Scream?
I've heard about it, but I don't think I ever watched that one. I think I watched 3 and maybe 2. 2 was the one where they're in college and stuff, right? That one I've seen part of.
Yes.
3 I only remember because Jay and Silent Bob were in there for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't remember anything. But someone tried to get killed by someone in a mask. And that's
see, okay, you haven't seen the original. So that actually would have been a really good flick pick, especially since tonight's Halloween.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's not a genre that I particularly enjoy, but I like Scream.
I know
I
this
can
is
handle
not,
Scream.
Hey, Dale. See, I told you, Dale. She doesn't like scary movies. I was talking to Dale earlier today about, you know, we were going to do a show, and I told him what we were going to watch, and he said we should have watched Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I think that's what it's
I'd
called.
Watch that. Alan Tudyk's in it.
I know. See, that's what we should watch.
Okay.
I heard it was good. Dale said it was good, so. And it's got
so
his name in it.
So let's watch it. Let's watch it after the show.
Okay.
And then Doctor Who will come out, and tonight will be awesome. Tonight's already awesome. I'm in a good mood. Can you tell?
Yes.
Good.
You can tell the way you were dancing around earlier, too. You seem pretty happy. I'm in a good mood. Yay.
You're really hard to read. Do you know that?
I know.
All right, good.
I need to start playing cards again.
Okay, Mission Impossible, 1996.
The original? The first?
The original.
First movie? I've seen parts of it.
You haven't seen the entire thing? Oh my gosh.
No. 3 is the only one I've watched all the way through. A couple of times.
Two, I remember how big the scene where he's suspended and he's almost, you know, like he's on the verge of losing control. You know, suspended from the wire, about to hit the pressure-sensitive floor. And he's just desperately trying to regain control. I remember that.
Everyone remembers that. They're not going to let that one go, away.
No, but that was... It was really cool to see that in 1996. That was what we were talking about. That was the iconic scene from that movie.
I know Emilio Estevez was in it. I like Emilio Estevez. Other than that, I don't remember too much about it. Something about a train and masks. Leon was in it from The Professional, wasn't he? I don't know how to say his name. Jean Reno. I know it's French or something.
Okay. What? Gosh.
You're wearing a hat.
Yeah, I'm wearing the hat. And yes, he was in it. It took me a while to actually pull up IMDb.
The cast?
Yeah. I didn't know what to say, all right? You caught me. Let's move on.
Okay, what was the other one?
The Rock. Sean Connery.
I didn't mind that one. I liked it.
What's his name? Cameron Poe. Nick Cage. Wow, that tells you exactly what I first think of when I think of Nicolas Cage.
Cameron Poe. Oh, Damn.
Wow. That's really telling.
No, I'm trying to remember where that was. And yeah, okay.
Con Air.
Yeah. That one I've seen more than once. More than five times. I like that one. The Rock was okay. I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah, I like The Rock. All right. Independence Day.
Definitely like that one. Yeah. Went to see it in the theater.
That. Haven't we already done that for a show?
We watched it before we left Texas.
Oh, okay.
That one, that was one of my favorite movies because I did see it in a theater on the opening weekend.
Will Smith punching out an alien. Welcome to Earth.
Well, it's just more about the audience experience. Oh, especially the president speech.
Oh, yeah.
Just seeing that with a crowd, everyone cheered. And then, you know.
Lone Star for president.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would have been funny if someone, where's Barf?
And Dr. Ian Malcolm saves the Earth.
Will Smith had nothing to do with it?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim's got a point. Cousin Eddie, too.
Yep.
He helped save the planet.
Cousin Eddie. Hi, boys. I'm back.
Right up the alien ship pooper.
All right. Jerry Maguire.
Didn't see it.
So you did not show them the money?
No.
All right. Moving on. Still Twister.
Definitely saw that.
Yeah. Love Twister.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
No, we don't love that one at all.
Yeah, we didn't already watch that one before.
Yes. All right, let's see. Trainspotting.
We did watch that.
Indeed we did.
I did end up liking it.
That's a favorite of Johnny White Trash.
Yeah.
Shout out to Johnny.
Shout out to Megan. Shout out to Morgan.
Shout out to Megan. Shout out to Morgan. Shout out to Johnny. Blame Tom. And Tom. Beware the stubby-toed bitch. Yeah. Primal Fear.
I like that one.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Edward Norton.
He was awesome in that movie.
My God.
It's another one of those movies that you know the end of.
And it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's all about the performance.
Yeah. It's just like Usual Suspects.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Let's see. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Really? That's all?
Well, it just wasn't one of my favorites. I know it had, you know, vampires and shit. George Clooney was a badass. They were fighting demon vampires in Mexico.
That I just remember loving, I loved the look of it.
Yeah, it did have that kind of, what? I don't know.
It was gritty. It was dirty.
Yeah. But... yeah, it was a good movie. That would have been a good pick for, you know, Halloween. But it did kind of scare me. Selma Hayek with the, was it a boa constrictor? She was dancing around with? Then she freaked out and everything went to hell? That was a cool scene when everything did go to shit.
I don't know snakes. The only snake I know is Plissken.
Snake.
And that's really lame.
What? No one Snake Plissken? He rocks.
No, but nothing wrong with you. Ay. I'll just dig the hole and wait for Mars to attack. Mars Attacks came out in 1996.
Okay.
I don't know why. That movie always bothered me. I don't know. I just thought it looked so stupid, and I remember watching it on Thanksgiving with my uncle. Okay, and my uncle thought it was the greatest movie, and I couldn't get past the aliens. They just bothered me.
Well, they were supposed to. They're Martians.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be some kind of serious movie. True to life shit.
I know. I just, funny. I don't know.
The end was kind of disgusting.
I was like 15 then. I was a stupid, angsty teenager.
Stupid kids. you know things and stuff.
And we'll get, you know, we'll get to one of the movies that we did not choose that I absolutely loved.
Yeah. Same here.
But first, we'll go with Star Trek: First Contact.
Saw that one a couple of times.
How much does that one burn?
What? First Contact?
No, I know you were just talking about First Contact. I'm actually talking about another one further down the list.
Oh, that we didn't pick?
Right.
Yeah, no, I already picked it like 3 months ago.
It
was shot down. Even though that was the pick. But
well, yeah. We already did First Contact. That was episode 12 and 13.
I know, that's not the one I picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Moving on.
We can go with Matilda, you know, the little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire and Miracle on 34th Street.
I did see that one in the theaters. This one, the Matilda? Yeah, I think I went with my niece or something. I can't remember who. It's probably my niece. I think she enjoyed that movie, so we went to see it. And it was funny. Danny DeVito and... Was Rita Perlman in that?
I haven't seen it since the theater. I've never seen it.
Oh. It was a fun movie. About a kid who just didn't feel right in her with her family. Like she didn't fit in with them. And... You know, it's like she didn't even belong with him, but she found kind of a home with an older at the teacher. Her favorite teacher was kind of the same way, just with a family with a grandmother or something. She just didn't belong with her, or grandfather or something. I don't know, but they just sort of found each other, and it was just kind of that story.
Do you think I would enjoy it today?
I think so. I mean, right? I wouldn't mind watching it again.
That's all I need. That makes it worth it to watch. If you think I'll enjoy it, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it had a very happy ending, so.
All right. Then it sounds like something I'll probably look back at it and wish I had watched it when it first came out.
Yeah.
But one I did watch over and over and over again in 96. I know I saw it in the theater a lot. I was still in drama at that point. So, of course, a movie coming out with Shakespeare when you are a 15-year-old drama nerd. there's nothing better than a theatrical version of Romeo and Juliet. And it's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. It was epic. It was perfect for, you know, being a freshman in high school. A stupid, angsty teenager. Oh, God, I loved that. I absolutely loved it. I loved Baz Luhrmann.
Get too stupid.
Hey, I still love it.
I tried to watch it once. I don't know. I can never get into it. They had guns. They were running around, driving, and singing, and it just didn't make any sense to me.
It's not just that.
It didn't seem like Romeo and Juliet. I mean, I know it's supposed to be like an updated version of it, but I just couldn't get into it because it just didn't have that. I don't know.
The overall look of the film, the lighting, the whole nine yards. It was the contrast. It was kind of turned up a little bit. I loved the look of it, and it was Romeo and Juliet. It was perfect. It was extremely 90s.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It was. I'd say it was. Just from what I saw.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I think of John Leguizamo, I always think of him in Romeo and Juliet. The scene where, gosh, is it when he's first introduced and he's got the all you see is the tapping of the raised boot and. And then it like kind of pans out and you see, you know, you see John Leguizamo as Tybalt.
I don't think that's what I could get past. I just don't like him.
Yeah, we've already talked about that.
Not my favorite actor.
Okay.
I don't hate him. I just, I don't get him. I don't get you. There's something wrong with that boy.
Okay. Okay, fine. How about 101 Dalmatians? No love for Glenn Close as, oh my gosh, how am I blanking on her name? Cruella De Vil. Jeez.
Yeah, they made a good attempt at a live action, but, you know, it just, I like the animated version.
Hugh Laurie was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was one of Cruella's goons. I don't remember his name.
Huh. Was it Jeff Daniels or Bill Pullman? That was?
No, it was Jeff Daniels.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty... In fact, I'm about to... Yes, it was Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels as Roger and Jolie Richardson as Anita.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, hey. Rory's dad, Brian.
Rory who? Cochran?
Williams. Pond.
Okay.
Rory Pond and Brian Pond.
Okay.
Brian Pond was in it. He was Horace. That's right. And Laurie was Jasper.
That was Ron's dad, right? Weasley?
Yes. Yes.
See, I know him way before that. He was in an episode of Chef. He was a police officer.
Okay. How about the cable guy?
I've seen it. He was all right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not a big Jim Carrey fan, but I liked it because it had Matthew Broderick in it. It was dark and freaky.
And it's stalker-ish. One I've never really cared about. It's kind of a forgettable movie for me.
Yeah. Like I said, I've seen it once or twice, and I think the second time
I laughed a few times, but it's pay attention. Not.
Next.
All right. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The Disney animated feature.
Yeah. I remember the soundtrack. I worked at a place at one point that it played nothing but music from that. So I got the music stuck in my head. Yeah. But the movie I watched.
I wasn't particularly taken by it.
Like I said, I've seen it. I remember the music because it was being played all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, I just...
You know, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast. Gosh, even I think the Lion King was before this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Well, the only thing...
The Hunchback of Notre Dame, like, I liked it, but it didn't affect me the same way as... As the others, yeah.
Only thing I took away from it was
Esmeralda.
Tom Hulce was in it.
What?
Amadeus.
Oh, yeah.
He was the voice of Quasimodo, and that's the only thing I took away from that movie.
I always forget about that.
Jason Alexander, but I don't like him.
How about Eraser?
Nope.
Nope. Happy Gilmore?
Nope.
Nah. It's your home. Don't you want to go to your home? All right. Yeah, fight Bob Barker. Moving on. Striptease.
Nope.
Nope. All right. Escape from L.A. That's all? Okay.
There
moving
was
on. Broken
you
Arrow.
I mentioned Snake Plissken. And I thought it Escape from L.A. came out in 96. I thought I saw it on the list. I couldn't remember.
Weren't we supposed to watch that for...
I watched it when I first got out here.
Oh, okay. I kind of remember it.
It wasn't that great. It was no Escape from New York, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's fun to watch, I guess.
Yeah.
Seeing L.A. all destroyed and everything, and that seems good. Well, especially seems more fun now.
One of my favorites from 96, definitely Broken Arrow.
It was good.
Just good? Christian Slater? Yeah. John Travolta? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on Princess Long? Daisy's name.
Samantha Mathis?
Yes, Samantha Mathis. Holy
Pump
crap.
Up the volume.
I know. I know. But I always think of her as Princess Daisy.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I loved that movie so much. I collected the cards.
I collected the trading cards. They had trading cards
in
that movie?
They had trading cards. And when I was volunteering for D2, I got my first packs of them. That's part of why I fell in love with the trading cards in the movie so much. But I also loved the game. And I just thought it was so cool.
They could have done better with the Bomb Mom. It was that little bitty ball that wound up. Come on, they're supposed to be a little bit bigger than that.
Liked how they gave them the little wind-up feet and everything. I thought that was funny and cute.
I did like how everyone was scared to shit when they saw it.
Yeah.
Just this little black golf ball with feet.
Doot, 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 doot.
And everyone was freaking the fuck out. Oh, my God!
Well, they were kind of destructive. It was warranted.
Yeah, they did blow shit up.
Yeah.
Explosive golf balls with feet.
So when I think of Samantha Mathis, I always think of her as Princess Daisy.
I don't remember her.
Then Harry Potter's aunt was in it. And then, you ain't got no future, Jack.
Nicholson was in it?
No. Damn it. I always say that with fucking Nicholson. I always make that mistake. No, I keep thinking of Jack in Speed, Keanu Reeves, and Dennis Hopper.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know why I've got that stupid mental. I know. I always go Batman when I start thinking about him. Like, for some reason, I don't know. There's this stupid mental block I can't get past. I'm
trying to put Batman into Speed. Whoa.
Oh, God, groan, kitty, groan. You file that shit. You put it in a freaking envelope and mail it to Alaska, will you? Yeah, better yet, Siberia. You pay that extra postage, you cheap bastard. You just get that the hell away from here.
I liked it.
Alrighty, let's see. What else do we got? That thing you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Space Jam.
That was all right. Just because they had Bugs Bunny and basketball in it. I'm not a fan of basketball, but...
Me either, but it was a goofy mashup movie.
Yeah. Aliens.
You know, we already had Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So it was really cool to see, a couple of years later, see kind of, the same animation and live action mashup with beloved Looney Tunes characters.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever got into basketball was that movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, no interest.
All right, Kingpin.
Didn't see it.
Oh, we got to change that.
Heard about it, didn't see it. I just don't care for it. Who's in that?
Cousin Eddie was in it, along with Woody Harrelson.
Was he like an Amish guy or something?
Yes, he is.
I don't know.
Oh.
It'll be on a movie I'll watch eventually list. It's not high priority.
All right, how about Eddie Murphy and The Nutty Professor?
Next.
Yeah, I agree.
Tried to watch it. No.
Stick to being a Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, no shit. Well, except for 3.
I like 3.
3 sucked.
3 was... part of 3 was filmed right up the street from where I lived.
Still sucked. It was...
The freaking dinosaur ride was...
The only thing it was
whatever
good
the dinosaur
about it was,
ride was over at Knott's Berry Farm. Oh my God, I completely Kingdom of the Dinosaurs. There we go.
The only thing kind of nice about that was George Lucas being turned away from a ride.
I almost completely forgot what that was called. That was really scary, kitty.
Wait, what was that about
George Lucas?
He got turned away for a ride. Like Eddie Murphy was kind of trying to save some kids or get away. He was trying to get away and he kind of pushed his way through the ride line. and George Lucas and some woman were there. They didn't have a, well, I think they did have like a line like, oh, let's go somewhere else. But he just kind of pushed them out of the way. Excuse me, come on through here now. That was the only thing I got up from that movie. But it was too much of a comedy. I know that Beverly Hills Cop was a comedy, but it did have some seriousness to it. But this was just for money and to be funny, and it wasn't funny. They were trying too hard. They put too much into it to try to be a big-time comedy and failed. So I didn't like that one. One and two I liked, but three, no.
Okay, how about Ransom?
That was pretty good. I saw that one in the theater. Rene Russo, right? Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Was this after Lethal Weapon 3 and 4? Or between that time?
I don't know about 4, but I think it was after 3.
That was a remake, though, wasn't it? It was a remake of some other movie that came out years before that. Same kind of storyline.
You know, I don't know about that, but that sounds kind of familiar.
Jim, you would know, right? It was a kind of a remake or something. I don't know. He'll get back to me.
I don't know. How about Courage Under Fire? That was a good one.
I heard it was good.
Never seen that either?
No. Never got around to it.
What about James and the Giant Peach?
Nope.
No? Jingle All the Way? We could have gone for an Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie. Pass. Moving on to The Craft. You don't even get to have a word in edgewise on that one.
The Craft?
The Craft.
No, I didn't see
that. That would have been a good flick pick for tonight.
The Craft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, because I hadn't seen it.
It's
glad I hadn't seen Hocus Pocus either.
Love Spit Love does a cover of How Soon Is Now in it. And then, so this movie is about...
You have that, don't you?
What, The Craft?
No, the song.
Yes, yes I do.
That version?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that sucks.
I have the soundtrack from The Craft. And it doesn't suck because it was what was used as the theme song in Charmed. So, hold your tongue, Kitty.
I've got like originals, so.
Yeah, I've got the original too.
Back in the day, so that's what yes. I like.
I know. Good for you.
Boring. Crap. Witches, right?
Yes, witches.
Witches, please.
Oh.
File that one too.
Yes. Oh my gosh! All right, Mystery Science Theater 3000. That would have been a fun one to watch.
Yeah, probably.
What was the movie that they did in this one? This Little Rock Called Earth? Or I think that's what it was called.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Didn't see it.
Swingers?
No. I think I've seen it. Maybe back after it came out on video, when it first hit video, but I don't remember it.
All right, fine. You have forced me into...
You know what you didn't mention was the one that I was talking about. Was The Mirror Has Two Faces, but we didn't watch that one, so...
Oh, okay. Wait, what? Oh, my gosh.
What?
Marianne says, hey, Steve, the guy who makes the Marsetta chocolate at my farmer's market was in Charmed. Really? That's awesome. No and shit. Ransom was a French film. So says John. John? Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
He's not the mayor.
I tried to say Jim.
I tried to say Jim and John came out. The fuck?
That's like when I tried to say Comic Noob and Mayor came out.
Yeah. So now you just randomly picking
names. I need
names
to go see
everyone.
A neurologist. Things are really broken in my brain.
Okay.
No, I'll
yeah, you called him John.
No, I know where John came from because I was talking about my uncle earlier.
Okay.
And sometimes Jim calls himself Uncle Traveling Jim.
Try to get John out of that.
Because John's my uncle. And sometimes Jim calls himself Uncle Traveling Jim.
Well, I had an uncle named Jim, but...
Did he travel?
I don't know. I didn't really...
Did he go up to Revelstoke?
No, not that I know of. Not a big fan of him, so.
Do you see what you started?
What?
There's frowny faces in chat now.
Friendly faces?
Frowny. Frowny? Not friendly. Oh, I mean, they are friendly faces. They are friendly faces, but currently they are frowny. So maybe I should just hit the button. We should actually talk about our flick pick. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Talk about your flick pick.
My flick pick?
Yeah.
Our flick pick.
Okay.
Wait, what the hell are we talking about?
The flick pick.
So, which 1996 movie did we choose as our flick pick kitty?
You chose Hocus Pocus.
That's not a 1996 movie. That's a 1993 movie.
I know.
Why do you keep saying that I chose it?
That's what you wanted to watch.
Yes. And you agreed. So we chose it.
So you chose it, yeah.
Now, this is important. We chose it.
Okay.
I said what I wanted to watch and you agreed. Therefore, we chose it.
Okay.
There was an agreement. All right. So, Siebes wins?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not going to get very much else out of you.
I already had a pick for that. I had a pick for that 2 months ago because I knew it was 96. But
okay, so is it The Mirror Has Two Faces?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you want to watch that?
Because I really like that movie.
Okay.
And it was 96, so.
So why the hell did you agree to Hocus Pocus?
Because for some reason you brought it up.
I brought it up? It's Halloween.
I guess.
We're broadcasting on Halloween. Wouldn't it be fun to pick a Halloween movie?
I guess. We could watch Charlie Brown.
Sure. I'm down for The Great Pumpkin. But you didn't bring that up.
No.
I suggested Hocus Pocus and you agreed. So why is there a point of contention here?
There is no contention.
I'm so confused. That was really weak.
I know. I'm sorry, Johnny.
You should. Don't you dare apologize to Johnny.
Fuck you
apologize
Johnny.
To everyone else.
No apologies, no regrets. We'll watch it later, Johnny. Holy fuck.
But see, it's not just me. It's not just
me. At least I said Johnny. I didn't just say John. Because I was just talking about Johnny, so I got that. It was with a J. With a J. Jim.
See, it's not just me. He's going to leave.
You said just John somebody. I at least said Johnny, so it was a Canadian. And someone we all love. So.
And the connection is through my uncle, someone I love. So therefore, yeah. Feels. Beat feels. Nothing beats feels. Silence. Alrighty.
I'm sending love to Jim.
Oh. Kitty, kitty, kitty. So, okay. Focus on Hocus Pocus.
It was kind of funny.
This is my favorite Halloween movie.
I could tell. You seem to enjoy it.
I even got up and danced a little bit when Bette Midler started singing I Put a Spell on You. How cool is that? Bette Midler sings a Halloween song. How awesome is that?
That's kind of neat. I like Bette Midler more serious kind of roles.
I'm so...
So what?
Animated.
Yeah.
At the moment. And you're just like, yeah, that was good.
What do you want me to say? I
want you to be excited too.
It was a movie we watched that was kind of fun and you enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it though?
It was a movie.
Just a movie? Did you at least think it was themed appropriately?
Oh yeah. I mean it was definitely it was Halloween. It all took place on Halloween night, so yeah.
All right. What did you think of the overall story?
Witches try to come back to life, and kids are trying to kill them.
The kids are trying to save their town, the town of Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
you know, the Sanderson sisters
are accused and killed for no reason.
The Sanderson sisters are the basis of the legends that we have of witches. And apparently, we are led to believe that this holiday that we celebrate and give out candy to freeloading children.
Bunch of paranoid religious white folk trying to kill people. It makes sense.
Well, but they're the, you know, they put a spell on us and now we're theirs.
Because of Halloween, you try to make a buck by handing out.
Didn't you hear Bette Midler sing? Isn't her voice enchanting?
I did like her in Beaches.
Did you not like her in this?
It was a different role.
Clearly.
She was a little goofy. Yeah, she was goofy. You know, I'm not a big fan of Sarah Jessica Parker.
I loved her in this. This is, you know,
I kind of liked her in Square Pegs, and that's where my like for her ended.
I like her. I really like her in Hocus Pocus and First Wives Club. Another Bette Midler movie. I like her when she's working with Bette Midler, even though they weren't actually working together in that.
Just their interaction? Or did they even meet?
No, I don't remember them actually even meeting. In Hocus Pocus, she runs amok. And in First Wife's Club, she's excited for pizza. I don't know. I never got into Sex and the City. I never actually watched it. Although I keep promising my friend Matt that I will.
There's
something about there being another Miranda. I'm afraid she's going to be evil.
I know that Valeris was in Sex and the City.
Yes, she is.
But
she was in the Square Pegs, Samantha. Chip.
But other than that, right? No, I just don't know. I don't know. I just know that it was Valeris every time I see her.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, we are not focusing on Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Or our attention, our focus has shifted.
Focused?
I don't know. All right. So the overall story, you have issues with judgmental white folk going after other people who are just trying to live forever.
Yeah.
But they're stealing the souls of children. Surely that's evil. And they are worshiping. They are worshiping Gary Marshall. And yeah, in this movie, he is married to his sister, Penny Marshall.
See, that's just wrong.
Exactly.
They're in Salem. That's up north where it's accepted, I guess. Or no, they should be in the south.
It should be the opposite. Yeah.
In the south, it would be accepted, I guess. But up north, see, that's just wrong.
But he was playing the role of Satan. And they were calling him Master.
Well, he's no Emperor Palpatine, but okay.
What?
You said they were calling him Master.
Oh, okay. I was trying to... That was a weird one. I was
totally derailed you.
No, nice. I was going to say, he's not playing Emperor Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine hasn't been cast for episode 7. What the hell are you doing to me, Kitty? I'm going to...
Where'd you go?
Over there.
Okay.
I'm back now.
Very good.
All right.
Hold down the fort. I'll be right back.
Wait, you're going to take... What the hell, Katie?
Go for it. You were talking about this movie.
You should have done that before the show started.
Done what?
But you're muted now. So take that. I have always loved Hocus Pocus. It was one of our favorite it was our favorite Halloween movie. I know for a fact that my sister watched it tonight as well because, well, we were talking about watching it last night when I went over to my parents' place. It was always a family favorite and I don't know. I always really connected with it because, you know, I was the older sibling and I had a little sister that I was extremely protective of. And, you know,
yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, I mean, it was the whole theme. It's like, yeah, gotta watch out for my little sister. And you were like, oh, and I was like, my sister's an idiot.
Yeah, well, mine's not. So psych it up.
I got nothing.
You've met my sister. You like my sister.
I like your sister. She's cool. I'm just saying, you know, I didn't get the same feels you got from this movie because my sister's an idiot. That should be a show. I'm just thinking of my name as Earl all of a sudden, but okay.
Well, and you were probably thinking of my name as Earl because this morning when I woke up before I went to my appointment and then went into the office, I was watching Grimm.
Yeah.
There we go. That's where it was. And you said, hey, that's Donnie.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is in the show. I just saw him because he's got
Monroe.
The eyes. Who?
Monroe.
That's his name in the...
Silas Mitchell Weir.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blinked
His name in Grimm is Monroe. He's a bloop bot.
He's a boot bot?
Bloop bot.
Okay.
He's the big bad wolf, basically.
Okay, I could see that then. And my name is Earl. He was just crazy Donnie. He was always doing weird stuff. I mean, he'd been in prison, but...
Did he break? Oh, no.
No, he was released from prison, but he had found Jesus in prison. And he had Jesus tattooed on his chest, and whenever he wanted to consult with Jesus, he would look down his shirt just to see what Jesus would say and tell him was right. Donnie's
Wait,
crazy.
What the hell? What the hell is going on in the chat? No, Miranda's the most sane one of the group. You'd like her? What the hell is going on?
I thought they were talking about Sex in the City.
Oh, okay. So that was just me being egotistical, thinking she was talking about me?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. You can see how I made that mistake, though, right?
Okay. Just say yes, everybody.
Oh, this is not helping at all. You know what we've lost our focus on?
Hocus Pocus? That's kind of fun. I'm liking that now.
Okay, how about Thora Birch?
She did good. I don't know. I didn't know that was a name, but okay. I said he or she. I wasn't sure who that was.
Oh, yeah. You are so killing me.
So who is Thora?
Thora Birch. She was Danny, Max's sister.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wasn't annoying, as most kids are. Especially, like, the younger sibling. Not annoying. Because you'd think, shut up, kid. I mean, she did have an annoying moment. You know, she was kind of making fun of him in front of the girl he had a crush on. But that was kind of funny. I mean, she wasn't really...
Max likes your yabos.
Yeah. I like how they did kind of go past that, but he was like...
And then when Jay and Ice, or Ernie, or no, Ice, he's Ice now because it's the 90s and we got to have our name carved into the back of our hair. Yeah. Look at this multicolored pattern shirt and my hat that will one day be known as a hipster hat.
I'm white and stupid.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Anyway.
Yankees.
That happened.
Yes.
But, the interaction between Jay and Ice confront Danny and want her to pay tax with her Halloween candy. They are the bullies. They've already stolen Max's great new cross trainers. Yeah, because it's the 90s and we need to focus on our sneakers because that's what was important back then.
Nikes.
But,
Well, it should be something she should get used to then, paying taxes. They got off light with just giving candy and sneakers.
But then she
wait
was,
till they grow up and get.
She was
18.
She was standing up to them, and then she called in her brother, and her brother was like, "Hollywood." And
you see how that works when
off.
She turns 18; she has to start paying taxes. Stand up and try to call your older brother and see how that works for you. Good luck, kid. I'm just putting a realistic spin on things.
I don't know what to do with you, Kitty. You take all of the joy out of this movie.
I liked it. It was fun. There was a cat in it.
Yes, there was. A cat that couldn't die. Got run over by a truck. And then it reinflated.
It got run over by a bus. Well, fuck you, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, bus.
Hashtag love Johnny. But still, I mean, the bus driver wasn't paying attention.
Vulcan hashtag love Johnny. Vulcan hashtag blame Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ran over the cat that could talk.
Tom stole Johnny's bus and then ran over Thackeray Binks.
Yeah. You squished a kitty.
Bad Tom. Vulcan hashtag blame Tom.
When the thing with the cat came up, I was looking up IMDb, like trivia and stuff, and I even looked up Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Yeah.
You remember Salem?
Yeah, I loved Salem.
I was trying to find out if there was any kind of, not connection, but if they...
Like they used the same animatronic cat?
No, just if they used Salem.
Because that would have been cool.
Just because of that movie, just the idea. They just use the idea of having.
Oh,
a cat.
Got it.
Not like
so.
If it was
like an inspiration.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Got it.
I didn't find anything though, but it was in the back of my head when I saw that, and I was like, "It's a black cat that talks, and they are in Salem." And I remembered Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I loved Salem, snarky little bastard.
I loved that movie.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the show.
It's a movie? Oh, my God. I just called it a movie. What the hell?
Oh, okay.
I was doing something else. I'm sorry. I loved that TV show. I was a huge fan of Clarissa Explains It All. And so when she...
That I remember, too.
It was on Nickelodeon. Oh, my God, Ferguson, you annoying little shit. Go away.
That little bastard, too. He did have like a smug expression on his face, a little shit.
Yep, he was always annoying.
How did we get here?
I don't know. No, we lost our focus.
Yeah. Hocus pocus. That's how we get back on the focus. That's a magic word. Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus for our focus.
Subtitle?
Maybe lack of focus.
Hocus,
I don't
focus,
know.
Lack of focus.
Hocus pocus, give us focus. That'll be our mantra for every single show where like we can actually stay on track and actually talk about the movie. Hocus pocus, stay on focus.
Okay.
That's kind of stay on target though.
Yeah, but it sounds more fun.
Yeah. Hocus pocus, keep your focus.
Okay. I'm down.
Are you in a gown?
Not right now. I'm not going to sleep. That's what I want.
Because
I want
you're
a dressing
a sheep?
Gown. I'm a what? I'm not a sheep. I'm a cat. Fuck you. I am cat.
I worship the man called Bat.
Who doesn't?
I don't have an easy rhyme for doesn't. So, moving on.
Yeah.
I kind of talked about my connection to the movie. What else did I always love about this? I thought the effect of the black flame candle was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, we should get to that because that was kind of funny.
Oh, the virgin and how Danny always pointed, you know, like the scene with the cop.
No, let's get hold that thought. We'll go right before that, before the candle lighting.
Okay.
They go into this old house, which is their house, but it's now a museum. And, you know, it's...
Their house, meaning that it's the house of the Sanderson yeah. sisters.
And it's been shut down for apparently quite a while because there's cobwebs in there. But it still has electricity. I don't know why. Why does it still have electricity? Wouldn't that have been shut off?
No, because it was turned into a museum, remember? And yeah, Allison's mom was the curator of it. And maybe the electricity still ran to it because no one turned it off because it's a small town.
So it could still be... Okay, I'll give you that. It could still be on a grid. All right. But they go in and there is like a counter, like a cashier station with like little gifts and little trinkets and shit. And they have a display for Zippo lighters. Okay, why do you have a Zippo lighter display in a museum? And he picks one out and lights it up. It fires right up.
Well, because fire from the fingers would appear to be magic to a witch of Salem times.
Yeah, I know it goes along with the story, but no. There's no way a Zippo sits for that long and still has fluid in it enough to light for as many times as he lit it. That shit dries. I used to carry a Zippo. I used to smoke, so.
How fast does it dry up?
I give it a couple
weeks.
It's
butane, right?
It's a lighter fluid, yeah, so.
Which is butane, right?
Well, yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
But it will dry out. Because I've had lighters, and I'm like, fuck, I'm out of lighter fluid. I just filled this shit up. It dried out.
Okay. I didn't know that was a problem.
But, I mean, if it was like one of the compressed gas butane lighters, it would last a lot longer. But this just has a... It has a well. It has a basically just has a sponge in it, and you pour actual liquid into it, and again, you know, it's in its own little well and inside the lighter, but it will evaporate.
Hey, how do you feel about the Oxford comma?
The who? Where did you go?
I just included an Oxford comma in. I'm trying to get ahead of things. I mean, okay. we're having the chat, but I'm trying to save
notes,
the file for what we'll eventually end up publishing. Because I thought it would be nice to actually write down the chatter so that we don't have to be scratching our heads tomorrow morning trying to remember, you know, what was going on. And then we go back and reread the chat. You know, because...
But I'm right, aren't I, Dale? Dale says, oh, man, Kat, that is old school lighter tech. I mean, I'm right, with a Zippo?
It sounds right.
Yeah. But, you know, I understand it goes with the story. I mean, it's just like someone shooting a gun 15 times, and it's a six-shooter. Or, you know, someone shooting an Uzi, like in True Lies, and, you know, you only get... I guess back then, you could get a 30 round clip, but you know, it's going to last you like 5 seconds if it's fully automatic. If that long, it's boom, gone. But okay, I'll go for that. So, they do. This is where we get to the the black flame candle?
Yeah, they're in the museum. They read about the book a little bit and talk about how it's bound with human skin and they haven't even seen the eye yet.
I swallow your soul. That's the Evil Dead, sorry.
So yeah, they haven't even seen the book like blink its eye. But Allison is telling Danny the story of the book, and Max is checking out the black flame candle, and it's made from the body fat of a hanged man.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
And if a virgin lights it on Halloween, it'll bring the Sanderson sisters back. And so Max says, let's bring the witches back.
Yeah, sure. I mean, would you like the honors? Oh, no, thank you. That tells a lot about her.
Or maybe she just doesn't want to admit it.
She just did.
That she is she or that she something. Didn't? We don't know what she admitted.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it would have really been telling the only, it, she would have said, yeah, give me that lighter. I'll light that bitch up.
The only thing that we know about her refusal is that she doesn't want to reveal anything about her sexuality, whether or not she's active or not.
Active? What, like a robot?
Well, because that was a big deal in the 90s, you know, talking about teenagers being sexually active. Are you sexually active yet?
Really? That was a thing?
That was a thing.
Oh, okay.
That was a total thing. And then, you know, we were even having debates about whether or not it was a good idea for the school nurse's office to give out condoms.
I think it's a good idea.
That was the topic in high school.
See why it should be argued. Kids are going to go out there and do stupid shit, but make sure they're safe and they're not going to.
But it was, again, we're talking about the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, 90s were stupid. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, you know, we were still trying to figure this stuff out. And you know, we were afraid that by giving out condoms, we would actually be encouraging
us delinquents you came up with to the have 90s sex. Really sucked for the 2000s, and now it's gone to shit.
Focus. Who the hell's fault is that?
Hocus pocus pocus.
Hocus pocus, keep our focus.
Yeah. So he eventually does light the candle. Does he do it just for fun, or is he just saying, yeah, look?
I don't know. He was being a dumb teenager. It's designed to move the plot along because some stupid virgin has to light this thing, even though the cat, you know, he's being warded off by the black pussy. But
that sounds wrong.
He lights the black flame candle anyway, you know, and because it's dark, it switches, you know, everything has to be the color black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a pain in the ass. His sister was always bringing it up.
Yeah.
What's going on? What happened? A virgin lit the candle. Damn it. I'm sure that's what he was
saying. My brother, the virgin, lit the candle, and oh my god, my brother's a virgin. Did I mention the fact that my brother's a virgin and he lit the candle and he brought back Louis Anderson's sisters because he's a virgin? Yeah, she was bringing that up an awful lot, and I always loved the cop.
Yeah,
like the guy was just totally in character and everything, and even after his girlfriend came out of the bar or whatever, you know. He was just laughing about it. He thought they were just giving him a hard time. And they thought he was a real cop. How fun. I love Kathy Nanjimmi. This is one of my favorite roles for her.
Excuse me. She was all right.
Trying to talk about Peggy Hill here. Burp.
Trying to talk about the Peggy Hill.
You're killing me, Kat. You're killing me with a K. You take your drink. Anywho, Sister Act was definitely the first thing I remember her from. And I loved her in this too. I love when she plays a goofy role. Wasn't she in the TV series Veronica's Closet with Kirstie Alley? Wasn't she in that?
I don't even remember that show.
Really? Okay.
What was it called again?
I think it was Veronica's Closet.
It seems like a show.
Yes, title. Veronica's Closet, and she was Olive.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking Caroline in the City, but that's
Leah Thompson.
Yeah. And I don't know who else was in that.
That was Leland Orser was in that, and one of the other. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in that.
There's a lot of the 90s I just don't remember because I wasn't paying attention to a lot of stuff. I was actually out just
hanging out on the weekends. Ah, poop! It's not Leland Orser. Damn it. I always get this guy. I always get that guy confused with Leland Orser then. Maybe it was him. I don't remember. I don't remember Caroline in the City as well as I thought. I remember there's a guy named Dale. He's kind of, he was the dumbass ex-husband, right?
I don't know. I never watched it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Focus, focus.
Keep our focus. Doug Jones was in this. Yeah. This is the first thing that I can think of that I know of Doug Jones. And he was Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movies, but he was also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer in Hush. He was the main one of, what were they called? That would be such an epic, epic Halloween costume.
What?
You know, the guys from Hush, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Just the top hats, the suits, and all the blacked out eyes, and the gray faces. And
like Men in Black?
No. Classic. Oh, one of the best episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Did you watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer at all?
No.
All right. We're not going to get much. Get much out of that, so we're gonna hocus pocus keep our focus.
That I've heard about, but in that context, no.
Well,
it sounds like he's in Black.
He's a really, just Doug Jones is really really great. And I would say he's pantomime.
Okay.
He's extremely expressive with his body. And he does. Those are a lot of my favorite roles, and he does a lot of them. And he played Billy Butcherson in this.
Because
his lips were sewn shut. So everything that he did,
like Abe Sapien, he never did. He even move his mouth. He was speaking telepathically.
Right.
So everything was.
And I can't remember. Was that his actual voice? Or was it someone else's?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I'm sure I could find out eventually at some point, but...
I don't know. I don't have IMDb open right now, so... Oh, wait. Apparently, I do. So, I don't...
Doesn't say anything about another voice.
Okay, so maybe it was his voice. I don't know. But we have lost our
David
focus.
David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so yeah,
he was uncredited, but yeah, that it's saying he was the voice.
Okay, I hear it.
Yeah,
I definitely hear it. Let's see. We got Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Nanjimmi. Did we mention Thora Birch? Well, we mentioned Danny.
Yeah.
And you've never seen American Beauty.
I saw it once. After it came out on the
That's
radio.
Right.
Other than that, no. It's been forever.
That's right. Because we were talking about it. I was surprised because that was another one of the ones that was...
Boom, Jim had it. He said David Hyde Pierce voiced.
Oh. Kudos to Jim. Extra thumbs up and point. Gold star for you, sir. There we go.
I gave him a heart, so suck it.
Oh, well. Well, fine. Yeah, I mean, nothing can beat with the kitty heart. Where was I going?
I don't know.
That distracted me. I really lost it. Crap.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Thora Birch, American Beauty. That was another really important one. What was that? 1999. God, I hope that was. I hope it was 1999. I think so.
Closer, 99 or 2000. It was in that.
No, I know it wasn't 2000 because it was. Yeah, it was 99.
Okay.
Senior year of high school for me, and that was a big one. We were all blown away by how epic this movie was.
What, Hocus Pocus?
And I was already out of high school by the time it was released. Okay, so that was in college. Huh? Look at that. All right. Never mind. For some reason, I must have... No, because I was still talking with all my high school friends at that point. That makes sense. I just remember we were all blown away talking about American Beauty. How awesome it was.
And I remember some older guy kept ogling some young girl.
Yes.
Like a pedophile.
Yes. And then his neighbor made a move on him.
And it went bad.
And it went bad. Yeah. His homophobic neighbor.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because it felt like we were part, you know, like we were part of something.
It's cool to be homophobic?
Epic. No, it was something epic. Like, you know, like we were seeing the change. You know, back then, the fact that they could put that in the movie and expose what most homophobia actually is.
Yeah.
It was really awesome to be alive and see that happen.
Okay.
You know, seeing the world start to align with your ideals, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't get that in my neck of the woods.
Okay.
It was kind of the opposite.
Well, anywho, Thora Birch played Kevin Spacey's daughter in that. Another one that I liked her from was Then and Now, which I think was a 1995 movie, actually.
Then and Now?
Yeah, it had...
Okay, that's where they have the older...
Yeah, it was like Rita Wilson, Rosie O'Donnell... gosh, who else?
They kind of go back to their childhood.
Yeah, and Christina Ricci, Thora Birch. Gosh, who else was in it? Gabby Hoffman.
Oh wow,
was in it. I don't remember who played the older versions. Bummer. I remember Rita Wilson and Rosie O'Donnell really well, but...
Was Sandra Bullock in it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember. I don't think I watched it at all, so...
I really don't know. Or no, it wasn't Then and Now. It was Now and Then.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah, get your timeline shit straight.
Melanie Griffith and Demi Moore. There we go.
They were in that?
Yes.
Well, I guess it makes sense. They were
and
still
who played,
right
there. Let's see. I don't know who Ashley Aston Moore is, but she played the young Rita Wilson. But anywho, that was another one that I always liked Thora Birch from. And Monkey Trouble. Who could forget Monkey Trouble? No? Okay. Moving. Well, Monkey Trouble is like your everyday, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's everyday life.
Okay. Moving on.
There was a movie called Monkey Trouble?
Yes, and Thora Birch was in it, and she had a little monkey.
Well, I know in the 90s there was like, what, Dunstan Checks In or something with a hotel
yeah.
and a monkey?
Wait. Wasn't that...
Fuck all if I know. I just
what's
remember
her,
title.
Oh, God. What's her name? From she was Mac and Tina Majorano. Or is that... Okay. I think that's her last name. But she was in Veronica Mars. She was in... let's vote for Pedro. What the hell was that movie?
Napoleon Dynamite. Was she the girl in that?
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking
about. And then she was also in Waterworld. But...
That was a little girl in Waterworld?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Holy shit. She grew up between Waterworld and...
Tina Majorino.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. And
I just remember she had that one ponytail on one side of her head. And she was selling...
But apparently she's not the little girl from Dunstan Checks In, so...
I thought it was a little boy in Dunstan Checks In.
Maybe I... Oh, wait. Okay.
No.
What, the one that I'm thinking of, she was in Andre. You know, the seal. Yeah. Okay. There we go.
All right. Very good.
All righty. You know, I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's nice with a K.
Yes, it is. We make the show available on SoundCloud. It is available in
ADHD. No.
iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, Blueberry, few other podcast directories, and hopefully very, very soon, Google Play.
Oh, yeah, you did. That thing happened.
Yep, I got us set up with that. Okay. I have no idea if Raphael ended up getting set up, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, God help out Johnny and Jim, if we can, if they want our help.
Yeah.
Because it's not available in Canada yet, which sucks. For our friends. I mean, it doesn't really pose a problem for us, but it sucks for our friends.
Yeah.
So hey, when does our live show start?
I was just saying that before you talked over me. Thank you.
Oh, talking over you is what I do because I am Siebes and whatever.
Okay. Are you done then?
Yeah, I'm done now. But you're taking a drink, so I guess I got to keep talking long enough for you to keep going. Can I take a drink now?
Go ahead. Take a very long drink, so you shut the fuck up, Jeeps. The live show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific. We didn't start at 7 this week because, you know, Halloween. And
we figured all of you had plans, and you probably didn't want to actually listen to us while you were doing those plans, so we'd go on a little bit later.
I know how they felt.
We got a Darth Vader head full of candy outside.
Is it still sitting outside?
Yeah, it's still sitting out there. I mean, kids and raccoons can just go up and get whatever they want.
And squirrels. We have squirrels.
Yeah, but there's no nuts. Oh, wait, no, there is the Reese's thing in there, so there's a little bit of peanut butter. They might be attracted to that. But, yeah, I didn't get the Almond Joy.
Oh.
Yeah. What the hell do you want, Siri? Seriously, what the hell?
We got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com.
We do? On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, #BlameTom, for our theme, and at DC Cantel, Al, for our segment intros. And I did not look up new followers. I always forget to do that. Actually, I kind of looked
We got the four guys drinking at Four Guys Drinking. We've got Velma Rouse.
Oh, that's cool. Four Guys Drinking?
Yeah, at Velma Rouse. And Quadcast Courtney at Quad Father. It looks like Mitt, unfortunately. That tiny gray font is really hard to read, but it definitely does look like at Quad Father Mitt. So thank you all for following us. Seeps with the save.
It's Quadfather MFT.
MFT?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I had to really look at it.
Yeah, right? It's a terrible font. It's so hard to read.
Yeah, or I'm blind.
No, it's just bad.
Yeah.
It really is. It's poor design. The Twitter client for OS X is terrible. Twitter really needs to show it some love. It's so far behind everything else.
Fix that shit, Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, you fix that shit. Yeah. Is it my turn to talk?
No, I'm just going to actually thank everyone for listening. Thank you for listening.
How about our chatters? Who do we got in the chat? We should totally thank our chatters.
Yeah, we should.
But we're not going to.
Yeah, we will. What the hell?
Okay, so go for it.
Madzoob, Madzoob, Dale, in the Revelstoke gym. Jim, our Jim, Mark Thorner, sup Mark, and Marianne, some person that I've heard of before. She's gonna yell at me for that. Hiya, Marianne.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, Frith, help you.
I know.
No one else will.
Yeah, no.
Alrighty then. I suppose this is where I say I am Miranda Janelle.
And I am that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yeah?
Beware the stubby-toed bitch.
And talking is hard.
And let's go watch a movie?
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
With a K. K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
Are you asking if they could hear you? Do you not trust me to run the board, Kitty? Is that what it is? Really? Really? You don't? Really? Why are you so mean?
I don't trust technology. It screwed us over at the beginning, remember? And it's, in
but
the
that
past,
happens
it's
all the time
before.
And the recording's fine.
Okay, I was just holding back a fart and I didn't want to let it go.